Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
And I'm going to wish dreams to prove I'm fine with
because what?
Just, but in reality, I'm
losing my mind.
Slowly losing my mind.
But underneath that guise of smile, gradually I'm dying inside. Friends ask me how I feel, but I lie convincingly because I don't want to reveal the fact that I'm so for real.
Hi, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Mel.
Girl, let me tell you, I only had maybe a little less than half of that drink.
When you're drinking, you just gotta drink more.
I have a strongly worded email.
Actually, that feels in line, though.
That is not that, true!
No, listen. And every now and again, when somebody get out of line, you just yell, pop the trunk.
I'm the juice to her gin. Did we hit record?
Is it working? Is it on?
Welcome to Gin Juice Podcast. My name is Melissa.
My name is Mel.
We want to thank our sponsors.
Absolutely.
And
we do.
We're going to continue this,
we
long story short, because this is where we are.
Our sponsors, because they
are amazing.
Are
we
amazing.
Appreciate you coming up every week. I know Revolve is one of them.
Absolutely. BetterHelp, Revolve, and Hungry Root.
We'll hear more about them more in the episode. So I am peak millennial right now, right? When I come home or early in the morning and I'm making breakfast or I'm cooking or whatever the case may be, I turn on Luther Vandross Radio. Very good time. This song comes on. I'm going to pull up the lyrics because I always didn't understand why they decided to name the song Optimistic. Okay. And so when I was listening to it by Sounds of Blackness, hold on. When I was listening to it, I was like, oh my God, I finally heard the word optimistic.
Okay.
The whole time I had been, the optimistic part that I had thought they were saying was, we say yes, I got to play it.
Wait, well,
so I have to play it. Hold on. Okay, let me actually play it because it's the only way it's going to make sense because I will find beats in a song that don't exist. I will add syllables and words that are not there hilarious. To make it fit. That's one thing about me, okay? That is just the truth. So let me find it, and then I'm gonna let you know. We're going to end up with no... we're going to get a radio strike.
Yeah, we are. Your head to the sky.
Yeah, that's it. So he says, be optimistic after that. And I said, the answer is yes.
What?
That's the optimistic because God said yes.
Wait.
That's the optimistic. Hold on.
Optimistic.
Wait for it. You're going to hear it clear as day. It's so good. It puts me in a good headspace. Okay, here we go. Wait for it. Oh, wait. I think they do it on the rebound of it. Uh-huh.
You can win.
You can win. Did you hear it? Be optimistic.
I heard it.
So when I've been singing it my whole life.
I think I was saying the answer is yes, too. I think I was, too. I've never heard be optimistic.
I've never heard it. Melody.
Behind you.
Thank you. I have never ever
be optimistic
ever in my life heard them say be optimistic. My entire life I've never heard them say be optimistic. I kid you not, maybe 3 weeks ago I sent Kev a text. I said, Kev,
be optimistic.
You know why they call the song optimistic?
Because that's what they say.
He said, Melissa, what did you think they would say?
Oh, he knew?
Yes. I said the whole time I've been saying, the answer is yes.
I think I was too. I'm pretty sure I was. I don't be optimistic. That don't even go with that.
Jen,
is it not about Jesus? They just want you to be optimistic about life?
I think so. I think what happened was in our life, because we are churchy, that I think they are a gospel group. I don't know what other songs I know by Sounds of Blackness other than this one. I'm going to be really honest with you. I might only know this one. And I promise
you. It says genres including gospel, R&B, soul, and jazz.
They black.
So that was about being positive.
It was just a positive song. Be
not
optimistic.
About Jesus.
No. And in my mind, guess who told you yes?
Jesus.
Because the answer is already yes. And you should be optimistic about that. So all together as a whole, the song is optimistic.
Had no okay? idea.
But they don't actually say the words optimistic. The yes part is the optimism.
Had no idea. No idea. What a time.
This is the last thing I'm going to say about, because we're on this song thing. This happened in the family group chat yesterday. Hopefully I could describe it as funny as it was. My sister, between us, her name is Monique. We have a family group chat with everybody in it, okay? It's a bunch of folk up in this chat, okay?
It's one of the ones I have on mute.
And my kids do too. She puts in the chat T.I. song lyrics. You know how it go, man. What's the lyrics?
Don't I be with J Money serving everybody.
That's what she put in the group. Whatever Mel just said is what she wrote out in the chat. Hours go by. Don't nobody respond. I have no idea what she's talking about. So nobody else responds.
My phone was on mute. I would have responded.
Okay, I had no idea. So she finally posts in her story that those lyrics she put in her family group chat with her and her kids. And the kids started responding. I don't even think they was doing the rap lyrics, but it just seemed, I'm not going to lie to you. I thought it was a trend. I'm be real honest
I
with
thought
you.
People, aren't people doing that?
Oh, then maybe that's why. I don't know. That's what I'm trying to tell you is I don't know. So she puts the song lyrics. I see her post on the story with the kids responding. So I go back to the family chat and I say, wrong crowd. Because I'm thinking nobody understands.
I didn't even go back and read through this.
Oh, this is a time. So I say wrong crowd, meaning the kids understand what's happening. The adults don't understand what's happening. And this is why you didn't get a response. Bishop, who you guys are aware of, responds, they know, which ends up being a whole other thing because he was talking about the T.I. song. I thought he meant they know what he talking about. They just not responding. I didn't know that until later on. Anyway, he says they know. Then I say, no. Then Michelle, Kevin's sister, says,
Ain't I?
Confused in church girl. I have no idea what she's talking about. So I said, ain't I a woman? Because that's the only correct answer.
Ain't I a woman?
It's the speech by Sojourner Truth. The only correct answer is, ain't I a woman? That's the only answer. So then I said, a woman. And they were like, what?
What?
What is happening?
I didn't even read all of this.
What is happening? And so I was like, I don't know what's happening either. So Kev jumps in.
Wait, before that, Nicole Matheson says
yes.
Something about throwing money at Magic City.
Because I think she's talking about the lyrics in the song. I don't know. It got real chaotic very fast. So then Kev jumps in. Keep it going, Mel. So
Kev
keep
says,
honest.
What are you guys talking about? And then Melissa says, oh, Kevin, together we have reached auntie and unk status.
Because we are so confused. We are so confused. So then I recap everything for Kev. Everything I just told you. I said, this is what's happening. This is what's happening. This is what's happening. Then finally someone says, it's a song by T.I.
Michelle,
Kev's sister, says it's a song by T.I.
And then she adds the link.
And I fall out laughing. Then Monique calls me and says, Melissa, when Bishop said,
they know,
she said, Melissa, that's the T.I. song. I said, I thought he said they do know. She said, there's no do.
There's no do.
He said,
you know,
they
that's
know.
Me and Greg's favorite song.
So the thing is, I do know they know. They know. I mean, no. I was about to sing Drake. They know. They know. They know. What's the T.I.?
They know. You got to say they know. That's why you messed it up. They know. They
know. Oh, that's it. That's it. That's it. Okay. I do know that. Okay. But what happened was, I wasn't in the context, in the frame of mind of T.I. I wasn't. I was in the frame of mind of, they know what's happening.
This is a mess. This is a mess.
When I tell you I hollered for 10 minutes.
I didn't even read all of this. I'm very upset.
I hollered for, when Monique called me and was like, Melissa, this is a song, girl. Girl, listen to me. Listen to me. Yeah, thank you. Is it low, shorty? Shorty low?
Shorty low.
That's what I actually ascribe that song to, not to T.I.
Well, because it's Shorty Low song. T.I. is on the remix. Is it T.I.? Luda's on the remix, actually. You kept saying T.I., but I was letting you have it. But it's Shorty Low song, and
well,
Luda's on the remix.
Well, how did he get into it when we were talking about T.I.? See, now I'm thinking Bishop wasn't talking about T.I.
He was talking about T.I. It's Luda, Jeezy, Plies.
T.I. ain't even on it.
No.
So he was saying they do know.
No, he was saying they. I think he just got the song mixed up. He didn't even say T.I. You made that T.
No, Michelle said T.I.
No, all he said is they know. And nobody, you said T.I. You've been ascribing the song to T.I. It's not his song. Nobody called it T.I. song but you. Go back and read.
Well, why Shorty Low get involved if we was talking about T.I. and Sojourner Truth to begin with? That's what I don't understand.
Who was talking about?
I'm going to tell you, I'm actually not confused. Y'all are confused. Because why is T.I., if the baseline of the conversation is T.I.
There was no base. What? Tell me, why is there
Monique's text was T.I. Monique's song lyrics were T.I.
I
added, ain't I a woman? Sojourner Truth. Why? That connects. How you get there is up to you, but it connects.
The song
is... Why is Shorty Low?
Young L.A. Young L.A. is A.I.
Ella, Ella, A, A,
T.I. is featured.
On A.I.?
Yes.
I mean, not on A.I., on Shorty Low?
No, he is featured on A.I. That's what I'm saying. You are throwing T.I. in this and nobody did. You did that.
The basis of the conversation is T.I.
It's not.
What's the first text that started the whole thread?
It is
T.I. lyrics.
Don't I love my extra cheese with broccoli? Don't I be with Jay Money?
Who is Ain't I? Who is Ain't I?
I don't understand.
Who sings Ain't I?
I just told you Young L.A.
Oh, not T.I.? I just said that.
Sorry, they be yelling at us for being loud.
They did. They just, I said I was going to do better. Hold on. Hold on. T.I. don't sing. He does not sing Ain't I a Woman.
No, that's not even his lyric. His verse in the song is not even the Don't I Be With Jay. Don't I love my broccoli, vegetables, egg cheese with broccoli. Don't I be with Jay Money serving everybody.
Well, how did T.I. get involved?
Because he's on the remix. But that's not even his verse. You're just wrong.
No. Who? What song thing did Nick put in the thing?
Ain't I.
By who? Let me look at the family chat.
Okay.
Let me look at the
if
family.
If you have people in your family that stress you out like this,
what that say right
you
there?
You might need.
What that say right there?
Okay. Who is the first name
no,
on
no,
here?
No, look at that.
Who is the first name?
No, who is that right there?
And then it says featuring.
It says featuring T.I.
Young Dro and.
It says featuring T.I.
T.I. is the last person listed. It says Young Dro even before him.
Who's he? I don't know him.
Because
who's
he has
Young
the last...
L.A.? I don't know him. T.I. is who I know, therefore it's T.I.'s song. T.I. is who I knew, therefore it's T.I.'s song.
Thank you to our sponsor, BetterHelp, for this episode, because we're both going to need it after we end the episode. So thank you, BetterHelp. Amen. Amen. Therapy can feel like a big investment, but when you have people in your life, like the people I have in my life, the investment is worth it on so many levels, okay? Because your state of mind, your mental health, is just as important as your physical health. So let's talk about numbers. Traditional in-person therapy can cost anywhere from $100 to $250 per session, which adds up fast. But with BetterHelp Online Therapy, you can save on average up to 50% per session. With BetterHelp, you pay a flat fee for weekly sessions, saving you big on cost and on time. Therapy should feel accessible, not like a luxury. With online therapy, you get quality care at a price that makes sense and can help you with anything from anxiety to everyday stress. Your mental health is worth it, and now it's within reach. I'm being funny, but therapy is really, really good, whether it's for family reasons, your own personal individual reasons, relationship reasons, whatever the reason. Work. I remember going to therapy because work had me stressed out, and I was like, I need to talk about that. Is that okay? So having a professional, hello, that you can talk to has been instrumental and very helpful for me getting stuff out of my head and being able to just come down off of whatever. Sometimes the things in your head can have you spiraling, and being able to have therapy and BetterHelp can just kind of help you come down off of that. So, with over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform. Having served over 5 million people globally, it's convenient too. You can join a session with the click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your busy life, plus switch therapists at any time. That's a feature that we love, okay? Your well-being is worth it. Visit BetterHelp.com/GJ to get 10% off of your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GJ.
They said I do know Young Dro.
You do know Young Dro.
Because shoulder lean.
Yes, you know Dro.
I didn't recognize none of them names. I went to Who T.I. That's T.I.'s song. And that's how T.I. got involved. I didn't listen. I'm somebody's mama, and I got several nieces, and I got several nephews. I'm somebody's auntie as well. I do not care to know who's saying what about what. Sojourner Truth is what I do know, though.
But those are just like such epic, great songs that you should know.
They know I know.
I know. You should say they know.
They know I know.
Yeah. You should know Ain't I, though.
It's a How does it go?
Ain't I. I'm not going
to say Take that. Me to the, take me to
I
the.
Just did. I just did.
That's the hook?
Ain't I.
Well, child, I don't know what then. Listen.
Remix. Sorry. It's playing in my head now.
When I say Dark Child, what song do you think of?
Say my name.
Very good answer. What's the next answer?
Brandy.
Mine is Toni Braxton.
The person.
And this is why I was born in 1983. Because low key, before I think of Say My Name, I think of Toni Braxton. I'm not going to lie to you.
I hear.
That's just my Dark actual
Child,
truth.
Nah. Say my name.
That's my second answer, though. But Toni Braxton comes first. I'm
what
so sorry.
Song does he say?
Hold on, because I have to do it in the right way. It is, somebody give me Man Enough for Me. Thank you.
Yeah,
that's
but
my
how
song.
Does it, how does it, when does it come on? When does he say Dark Child?
Okay, hold on, because once you hear it, you're gonna know it.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
I don't know how this became a...
What is? Is this how the video goes?
No!
Oh, it's an ad?
It's an ad! Oh!
It's like cartoons.
Why does it sound like she's... Doc Child.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
No.
I had to hear it because y'all know I can't, you know, stuff don't work in my brain. I got to hear it first before my brain registers. But I knew it right away. That was an anime ad, by the way. I don't want y'all thinking
bizarre.
Something crazy is happening on my little laptop over here. That was an anime situation. I'm going to tell you right now, if your kids are like 10 or so watching that anime, you should watch it first or watch it with them.
Because it's a lot.
Because, child, the subjects are heavy, dark. They're low-key a little gruesome.
Oh.
The subject matter is like you want to take a shower afterward.
Oh.
They're from sexual trauma to legit abandonment. Killing yourself. I don't know the right words in 2025. That's not censored. Unaliving yourself.
Yeah, everybody tells me how much they hate that. I thought some people on TikTok say schmorscheid.
Well, there you go.
That's not funny. I'm not laughing at the word.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, just to be clear.
Yeah.
But people do that. And it sounds like it's like, you know, when you like add an effect on the word, that's what they, but they like do it themselves. Yeah. It's always interesting. Self-harm. Thank you, L. Self-harm is good.
Listen, Marcus said I'm older than you, and I definitely think say my name. Well, then you're not a Toni Braxton fan, because I don't know why.
It's the dark chana. It's the beginning that it's like, that's where my mind goes.
Mine is immediately to Toni. But the Destiny Child folk ain't too far behind. They ain't too far behind. But I do love, like legit, I actually really do love Toni Braxton. Okay, that was it. That's all. There's nothing else happening in the, long story short.
Oh, I just need to say this because my nails are off and it's been a long time. I went to get them. Before I went, I called to say, hey, if you have availability, I'll come. Tell me when. She said, you can come right now. Or you can come at 2:30 because it was like, I don't even know, 2:01.
What day did this happen? Because yesterday. I saw you. Okay, it had yesterday. To have been because I saw you on Saturday.
Yes. So... But they were lifting at the top, and I was like, let me just go get it done now, because if I don't, I'm going to take them off. So I was trying to, like, prevent that from happening. So she was like, okay, 2:30, whatever. So I was like, okay. So I pull up at 2:25, because I'm prompt, and pick out my color. And I wasn't my regular girl, because I called so, like, same day, and she's always booked. So... they sit me, and I have to put my hands in the thing, you know, to soften them up, and then they drill. That's all fine. I'm sitting there from 2:30 and just sitting, okay? And I'm like, there's a lot of people in here, and I called you to ask you.
Told me.
You could have told me no, and that I would have come later. I would have come when that, like, I didn't have to sit here.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting, and usually when I don't have stuff to do, sometimes going to the nail salon can be a break from, like, my kids. So sometimes I'll be like, that's fine. I don't mind sitting here.
Yeah.
Just
like, sorry,
didn't being here. About. But yesterday I just was like not in the mood. I wanted to be in out. I had the girls like, this is not the time to be playing with me. So I'm sitting there, and so at 3:00, okay, so I had been sitting there for 30 minutes. I said, now I'm loud because I have been sitting here and nobody's paying attention.
Yeah.
So I said, I'm going to leave because I don't want to be here. No, and you know, them nail salon people, all of a sudden they're massaging you and telling you, no, they're coming right now. I said, how many minutes until someone is sitting here working on my hands? They're coming right now. So I'm like, it's 3:00. I've been here 30 minutes now. If we get to 3:45,
3:05?
I was going to give them up to 45 minutes. I said, I'll stay here till 3:15. That's what I'm saying in my head. I ain't
tell her 45 minutes total. Yeah.
So 3:00, massaging and saying all the things. At 3:10, okay, now I'm 5 minutes away from my deadline. The guy is finishing and he's finally standing. So he sits in the chair right at the 45 minute mark. And I said, drill this off, and then I'm leaving. Because I don't understand why I had to sit here for 45 minutes
before
when I called. And you could have told me to come at a later time. The lady, no, please, he can do it right now. He can be very fast. I said, I don't want him to be fast. I don't want him to rush on my hands. I want a good set of nails because I'm going to pay you. I am going to leave. So then as I'm leaving, my girl's like, Mel, please come back. Can you please just, can you make the appointment with me? Please come back. I love that. So she was all apologetic and all of that. And I was like, girl, okay, that's fine. I'll be back. But anyway, I left. And so now I have no nails.
Well, good for you.
It was
for
the first. Usually I don't. I'll just sit and wait.
Yeah,
but
good
like.
For you.
Yesterday, I wasn't in the mood to sit and wait.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to come and get my nails done because you told me that I could come here at this time. So anyway, now I have no nails and it feels so awkward and weird. I feel like I can't do anything, which also sucks because when you pay for us, like I'm paying you, you're at the disadvantage because I'm paying you for a service that I need you to do.
Yep.
And so if I do leave,
I'm also without
of the service. So now I just look silly with my nails, but
at least they're nails. The only thing worse is hair.
Oh my gosh.
When you have a hair appointment.
Oh.
Recently, one of the girls that was braiding my hair was like, I had already taken my hair down because I was scheduled to get my hair braided the very next day. And she called on some like, I think I booked like a commercial and I may not be able to come or can I come later?
Oh.
I need you to come later.
I need you to do what we agreed to.
Because now I'm at your mercy.
Yes.
So if you come at 10 o'clock, I guess we're going to be up till 3 o'clock in the morning. Because I've already taken my hair down, washed it, and done the things in anticipation of you coming.
Yes.
And my hair is in this like, are you natural or are you straight phrase?
What are you doing, girl?
What are you doing? And I don't know how to take care of it. This is the last thing I'm going to say about this. When your hair is natural, how y'all be blow drying it? Because my hair turns into a chia pet.
Oh, yeah, it gets silly.
I don't know. I promise you I'll be trying my very best to do like a comb blow dry to get the length. It ain't got but this much hair right now. And it's just.
It be doing what it want. It be looking silly.
What y'all be doing? What y'all be using?
The blow dry, child. Just be looking silly.
My hair, I be like, this is a new experience for me because I've been relaxed forever. I get out the shower, the hair is straight. I blow dry, ain't got to put much heat on it and it's straight. And the blow dry now, I be like, but my ends be straight.
You have the, it's the blow dry with the comb, I'm imagining.
Oh, I have two. Oh. So I have the pattern one with the little, for the curls, actually they sent that to me, and then I have the old school black folk blow dryer.
Yeah, but with the old school one
with the comb
has
on it.
Well,
that's what I mean when I say old school. I mean with the comb attachment. Yes. Okay, that's exactly what
but
I mean.
Have you use the brush blow dry? Because this is the one that not this.
No.
Oh. Mm-hmm. This is.
I was born in 1983. I ain't never even seen that.
Yeah, that's the best kind. The one that, actually, I think this is the one that I have.
That has a blow dryer in it?
It's a blow dryer. So it's like a paddle brush, but the underneath the brush and the bristles is the air. And so,
is it a plug-in or battery?
It's a plug-in. This is the exact one I have.
Yeah. That's so interesting.
Oh, shoot. Oh, I thought that was me.
Yeah,
that's the, it says Revlon one-step hair dryer. That's the one step. Amen. That's the one that I use. I use it for me and the girls. But because it does it all, it's straightening it or giving it some kind of something while the heat is coming out. So it's helpful.
Okay, well, maybe I need to try that because it's very difficult.
It is.
It's very difficult.
Hair is stupid.
And it's not thick because I don't really have thick hair, but it's definitely thicker.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's also an experience. Mm-hmm. It's very, I applaud you, natural girls. that's the long and the short of this story. If you are natural and you do this all the time by yourself, I pray a blessing over your life.
Yeah, but the other thing is people are different kinds of naturals. Like there are straight naturals, right? People who have their hair natural, but they just straighten it as if it was relaxed anyway. And then there are the naturals who like really wear their natural hair. And then my hair is natural in the sense that I don't get it relaxed, but I also don't wear my hair. I wear many other things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, so it's like, sure, I just don't get a relaxer, but
I don't know where I'm going to fall.
That doesn't matter based on how I do my hair. Or get my hair done. I mean, if you're going to keep it short, though, relaxing makes sense.
Yeah, but I don't think I'm going to keep it short. I don't know. Don't hold me to this. This is just what I think today. But I'm thinking about growing out maybe a little bob situation. It's kind of what I'm feeling like today.
Yeah.
You know? The problem is that because I've been relaxed for so long, I know me. And if I don't get a relaxer, I'm probably going to be like, well, can you give me like a protein treatment or something to like... And I don't really want to do that. So,
well, and after you train it, the problem is trying to start that process in the summer is silly. But if you're going to start that, I mean, if you're doing what you're doing now and you keep it going until fall when it's cooler and then you finally, you know, like let it out and start training it, then that's smarter. But doing it right now when it's about to be hot is silly because you're going to stop because of the frustration.
I feel like right now I don't have to deal with it. The other funny thing is, though, too, your curls up here, this is why. The braids don't last long.
Oh yeah.
Cause they wanna, hey, how are you? I just wanna come out and say hello.
That's the worst part about braids. They're amazing until they're not.
Yeah.
Then you're like, I was just so cute.
Although that pattern blow dryer, it is good for hair texture like this. I am experimenting with this hair like it is grew out of my hair, as expensive as it is. If you wash your hair, do all the stuff, and take the diffuser and do it, girl, these curls will be so curly and you get some volume on it.
Let me tell you why I don't like that brand of blow dryer that you just named.
The diffuser kind? Or specifically the pattern one?
Pattern.
Don't talk about them because I actually really like their products.
Okay.
Isaiah's hair loves pattern. Loves pattern.
I don't feel like left-handed people love pattern because why are their buttons positioned in ways that affect people who are left-handed and blow-drying? There is a button literally on the left side where your hand goes. Literally. So the whole time you're blow-drying, it's going hot to cold, on to off, slow to hot. It's the most annoying thing that I don't understand. How come is no one at pattern left-handed? Are there no left-handers there? It is so stupid.
I want you to know, left-handers, you are the black people of hands. The world.
We're the people of color.
You're the people of color. Because the world is set. As a right-handed person, this is something I do not think about at all.
Annoying.
It's not something I have to cross my mind. Because the world is set up with right-handed people in mind.
Yeah.
This is how white people feel in the world. They don't even understand a world differently. No. Left-handed people, they're the black.
And that little kit... is expensive. Like it wasn't gifted to me. I had to purchase it. I was like, oh, everybody keeps talking about this, let me go get it. I brought it home and did McKinley's hair that same day. Like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Had to stop because it was taking me so long because
where are the buttons normally that accommodates left and right handed people? See, this is what I'm talking about. I didn't even consider this. Where are the buttons normally?
Well, the blow dryer, the one that I told you, it's at the bottom and it's a twist. So you twist it on and it's just going.
Wow.
But this literally has like it's a cool button right there. A cool button on a blow dryer.
That's crazy.
Where your hand sits. Don't tell me one lock wonder to just use my right hand. Is that your response?
No, that's not
that's your response.
And you know what the white people tell us? Go back to Africa. That's what you just told her.
What you tell? You just told me?
He's told you to go back to Africa.
To use my right hand. Why would that be your response? I don't even know what to say to that. All the best to you and yours, okay? Before we continue on, okay? So rude. I'm about to call you back out. Because what?
She says she is left-handed. What? We must be understanding it wrong.
What?
This whole episode is chaotic.
Let me tell you about Revolve, another sponsor of ours that we're so very excited to be telling you about. It's the first time they're sponsoring an episode of ours.
It's the very first time.
And we're so happy to tell
you
about
them. We are actually extremely, let me tell you really quick, we are so happy because we literally I buy from Revolve entirely too much. When they said they wanted to sponsor the podcast, I said, now listen. Listen to me. You listen here, Revolve. You hear me? When you look on Instagram and you're going to see almost every outfit, I'll be like, I got this from that old good old Revolve.com.
Revolve.
Good old Revolve.com. Go ahead, Meme.
They, first of all, ship really fast.
They really do.
Okay. I ordered something. I think I had that thing in 2 days. And it wasn't even like rush. They ship quickly. Not only that, I'm going to come back to these in a minute. I'm just going to speak from
the actual experience.
Not only that, but they have like quality clothing.
Yes.
You know, and so if you are really in the age, okay, or the part of your life in which you really want to make sure you are elevating your clothing, your closet, you want to buy quality clothing that like when you wash them, they're not going to get smaller or disintegrate or like any of those things. Like you don't have those problems with Revolve, okay? They are very quality. They have a bunch of like different kinds of clothing, brands, mm-hmm. all of that kind of stuff. Like it's just really, really good. One-stop shop, jewelry, shoes, bags, and then clothing. And especially for when Melissa was having her vow renewal last year, this is the main place that I was looking for an outfit. If you know those events like a wedding where you're like, I don't know, where can I get like something sophisticated, nice, but like sexy and cute and like, you know, like on par, on brand for how you want to look. Like this is the place where you should be looking. Also, we have vacation coming up. I'm very, very excited to take my kids on spring break. And so I have been all up and down their website because they have some really good vacation looks.
Resort wear. Yeah. It's giving rich auntie.
I mean, a cute little set, yeah, little situation. Sure. You trying to be cute. So anyway, that's my PE, our personal experience.
Yeah, for sure.
So the Revolve Festival Shop is also open because festival dressing is kind of Revolve's thing. They've created a roundup of all the styles you'll want to wear in the desert this season. Also, little bit of tea. I'm going to help you out. If you are planning, okay, here's my little secret. Don't go telling my secrets, but I'm going to tell y'all. If you're planning to go to Beyonce's concert, Cowboy Carter, and you're trying to figure out what to wear, my opinion is that theme is also on par for festival themes. And so Revolve's Festival Shop could be a good little look for you to get some inspiration or get some pieces for your concert look. Because festival, very similar and in line with Cowboy Carter. Okay, it's a little tip. Gave you that for free. Don't tell nobody. All right. Over 12,000 brands and 100,000 styles across high-end, emerging, and exclusive labels in fashion, beauty and home goods consistently offers the latest and most sought after trends in fashion from top brands like Lovers and Friends, who I love, Amanda Uprichard, Norma Kamali, Helsa, A. Goldie, Michael Costello, a ton of authentic, high quality products. I was just saying high quality. They have new arrivals daily, amazing customer service, fast and free shipping and returns. Okay. We also love a good, easy return situation. We've talked about that on this podcast. They have that. So, like I said, you're going to be seeing my outfits very soon. You'll see them on my vacation. I got a cute little set. I've been wanting like a sophisticated one that doesn't look like pajamas, but like a little sophisticated little set for vacation. So I got one of those, a little black and white number that I'm really, really excited. And then I also got a dress from there. So, and again, they have new stuff every day. So definitely worth looking. I'm sure you're going to find something you love. And because they are a sponsor, we're going to give you a little code, okay? So from last-minute getaways to party dressing and seasonal upgrades, Revolve has you covered with fast two-day shipping and easy returns all on them. And for a limited time, you can shop a curated selection of our favorite styles at revolve.com/GJ. Melissa and I have been in there loving and liking things. So when you go to revolve.com/GJ, it's some of the things that we have liked and loved and said, hey, this might work for us. So go check it out, skim the site, and see kind of some of the things that are on our mind, and receive 15% off of your first order with code GJ. That's revolve.com/GJ to shop our top picks and get 15% off of your first order with code GJ. Offer ends April 6th. So don't miss out. You heard that? April 6th. You got to act fast, act quick. show them that sponsoring us is a good idea because we like quality. Y'all like quality. This is a quality partnership.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Shop at Revolve.com/GJ. Use code GJ for 15% off your first order. Revolve, we love being a partner.
Thank y'all. Moving on to these pop those good old trunks.
Oh, yeah.
We got one more, Ed?
Yep.
Okay.
Wait, can I, before you play it, just this is also just very random. I found myself on Smell Good TikTok.
Oh, Fragrance Talk? It's a good time.
Well, Fragrance Talk, I did go to Fragrance Talk, but also like how to just like be smelling good all the time, which led me to like shower talk or something.
Oh, yep. Mm-hmm.
And so I, and like things that you should be buying and all that kind of stuff. So I've always, I'm like, have always heavily, which I'm sure many of you will agree with, been like a lotion moisturizer girl. Like mm-hmm. I can't even go to sleep if I've taken a shower without putting lotion on because my body screams dryness, right? TikTok told me to get body butter.
Girl.
And body oil.
Oh. Because satin sheets slide, child. Skin be moisturized.
My skin has never
been
this soft.
You be doing this to yourself. Girl, why am I so soft?
I have never missed a day of lotion in my life. Cocoa butter down every single day. My body.
Which brand did you get?
I got so many. I spent so much money because TikTok just kept saying, try this body butter. And I bought them all. And I could scream. My skin is so soft. Also, Greg don't even know, but I'm coming for him. Listen, my feet, because I wear, we take care of our feet around here.
Yeah.
But because I wear sandals so much, the edge of it was getting very dry and was like peeling and it was making me crazy. I started putting the body butter and the oil on there. My feet are so smooth. All that little peeling stuff is gone. I'm about to make Greg put it on his feet every day because I want to see if it's going to be a difference.
You need to tell us which brand you got and what scent did you get. Did you? When I smell really good, that's all I do all day.
Oh, my gosh.
I smell good. Oh, that reminds me.
What a time.
We have a secret project we're working on, and I need you to smell this.
Okay.
Tell me which one you like.
Why you didn't tell me about body butter and body oil and I had to find out on TikTok?
I don't know.
Oh, I like that. I don't know why you never told me that, but I'm telling y'all because she didn't tell me she was gatekeeping. So
gatekeeping.
So I'm telling y'all.
I love it for
body
you.
Butter and body oil. Mix them together.
You need to tell us the brand because that matters.
Do you have a good brand?
For body butters?
Well, come on, gatekeeper.
I like the Fenty one. I'm not going to lie.
Really? Really?
I do. The original one. The one that comes in the purple container specifically. You don't like it?
I didn't buy that one.
Melanie.
Because I was like, girl, she is dominating everything already.
No.
I was like, she probably not
specifically it has a very light fragrance though. So normally what I do, that's why I like it though, because you can add your oil, whatever little oils you want to it, like brown sugar, whatever you want to add to it to get whatever you want. But the moisture in the Fenty, the purple one.
No, okay. I gotta buy it.
The other ones, they smell really amazing, but some about that original formula.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Now I have something to buy
about
the Fenty
it,
one.
It's very good. I really like it. It's a very, very light. I do like the fragrance on it, but it's very light. Mm. It is very light. But personally, like I said, I like it because I be mixing with some of everything.
That's what all the TikTokers, they be mixing they stuff.
Yeah, they love a good like concoction. When you get real deep, they will buy a shower gel that's coconut and then layer it with a lotion that's coconut.
Yes.
And then use a perfume that's coconut. And here,
that's a lot to me.
I don't be that committed.
I don't want to be.
Girl, give me this good old Caress soap.
Right. Oh, Caress.
What do you use, Dove? I'm a Caress or a Dove, but
okay.
That's the extent of my experiment. It's Caress or Dove. That's it. That's all. And it has to be that good old sensitive skin one, though, too. Mm. They got to be that good old white one. Yes. Too much fragrance. You know, we got woman parts. Mm. Can't be doing all that. That's why I got to do it outside the shower at that good old, you know, on the outside. I was finna say something. I forgot. It don't matter. Oh, but yeah, they'll do all that. The only thing I don't like in the concoction that people do, hair sprays.
Oh.
For some reason, it be starting to smell musty to me.
Oh, I'm not in the hair.
I have to stop right there. Because I feel like when it's in your hair for days at a time, in my brain it don't work. Mm-hmm. In my brain, y'all would have to tell me different, but I always feel like your scalp, it don't smell old after so long. Like, it just smell like hair products, scalp, sweat, and the spray.
Yeah, no.
I don't know, my brain,
that's a lot.
I can't do it. So that's where I stop. But everything else I'll be here for. I mean, literally everything else I'll be here for. I had a girl dinner last night. Let me just tell you this real quick because it just reminded me. I had a girl dinner last night because Kev was out of town. Isaiah's college friends are on spring break, so they all came to the house and they were shooting videos or whatever. And then Joe, we had a game in the morning and decided to have a social life and go to the mall. I mean, and go to the movies. So I was at home by myself. I was like, I'm not cooking. It's just me. But this is where I messed up. Girl dinners are normally like stupid stuff like chips and ice cream.
Gummy bears.
Yes. I decided to boil hot dogs.
I had hot dogs the other week.
Melanie, I gagged.
Yeah, I don't know why you did that.
I don't remember the last time I had a boiled hot dog. I do not remember. If it is on the grill, sign me up for the Christian Jubilee.
Yeah.
All day, every day. With a little burn on it. I'm here for it. Boiled hot dogs are like church picnic food.
Yes. That's terrible.
I messed up and I didn't shake the mustard really good. So it kind of spit at me.
That's the worst.
And then I ate it after and I finally came on. Mel, I was like.
Yeah, that's gross.
This is literally the worst. I'm going to bed hungry because actually what I ended up doing is making a bowl of cereal. It was so gross. I was like, did they change the formula of hot dogs? Is it not what I remember? I don't know.
I think that's a kid meal.
I think that's what happens. Why can't I eat it on the grill, though? If it's on the grill, girl,
I don't even know what it's called. Like a air fryer-ish thing, but like it does more than that. And it's, anyway, I have that and it allows me to, it has a grill function. Also has a roast function. Love.
How big is it? Because I might get it. I love a good kitchen gadget. I don't have no space.
I hate the fact that it's so big because it's on my, I have no counter space already. But anyway, like a week or two ago, I was like, we should have chili cheese dogs. So I put the dogs, I got some hot dogs and I put them in the grill for the situation. And then I made the homemade chili.
Ooh.
And had onions and cheese. We did a whole thing. It was amazing.
That sounds amazing.
It was amazing.
That wasn't the girl dinner, terrible dinner I had. That sounded good. No,
that's how you should have did it. We did it like a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. I was so excited. I was like, I don't even think the kids have had chili cheese dogs. Like, I don't take them to games or anything. Like, they need to have this. Phenomenal. Highly recommend.
Hey, y'all. Hey, Mel. Hey, Liz. I would like to pop the trunk on adulting. Not just adulting, but specifically being the oldest child and being responsible and being and having a parent that has something major medical complication happen because I'm so ready to just, oh man, the stress. I love my mama. Well, I love all the family members I've helped take care of in general, but I love my mama and all the people. But when I tell you I'm so ready to hand it over to somebody and there's nobody to hand it over to, like, I'm parenting my mama saying, no, you can't eat that. No, that's not good for you. No, you're doing too much. It's just, it's so much. And then calling people and talking to people and doing the doctor's appointments, just, man, I just want to pop the trunk on it. I'm popping the trunk on it, and I hope everybody's parents are getting older, that they stay in the best health as possible, no sicknesses or no major illnesses, and also if they don't, please get good health insurance. And
listen, that time said you're in, you're done.
We were just having this conversation about people getting older, and it is the weirdest, most bizarre, saddest thing to see. people in your life, particularly your parents, or even your in-laws, getting older. Greg's parents are 10 years older than our parents, mm-hmm. like literally 10 years, almost exact. Greg's dad's birthday is 2 days before my dad's, 10 years and 2 days. And oh my gosh, like when I think about, we've been together for so long, thinking about when I first met them and it's, and now, you know what the other thing is, when you live far away from people, mm-hmm. when you come back to mm-hmm. see them, the difference is mm-hmm. so, it's like magnified mm-hmm. yep. versus when you're there every day, it's like small changes over time that you don't really realize, you know? But when you go back, you're like, oh, you do this now? Oh, yeah. This is a thing that didn't happen before. So it is all the best to her, girl, because it is hard to see people get older. I'd like almost want to reject the notion of it, the idea of it.
No, I when I think Kevin was just in Texas this weekend and they stayed at the last hotel that we saw Jay in before he passed. And so we, of course, ended up talking about that. And I started, of course, thinking about mortality and mm-hmm. death and all of these things. And you immediately you start going to your parents mm-hmm. and, you know, your grandparents. And well, our grandparents are no longer here, but Kevin's grandmother still is. And I can't spend too much time in those thoughts mm-hmm. because I will spiral. Mm-hmm. So to her, because I don't want to get emotional, to her, not only are we wishing you all the best in the future, but I also want to say, find yourself a good friend or outlet where you can release, you know, find some place where you can be taken care of and not always be the person taking care, you know, yeah. a friend that will cook for you. And you don't have to think of small things. You don't have to think about what's for dinner. You know what I mean? Like yeah. find yourself a really good outlet of some sort, because caregiving, you know, it can be extremely, extremely hard. And you obviously you feel the responsibility to do right by the person you're taking care of. And sometimes that can come at your own expense. Mm-hmm. So just make sure that you're also, you know, remembering to take care of yourself.
And also because I think last week we were even talking about a member of the stage crew and the co-counsel and, you know, her losing her mom. And the other thing that I think all these conversations, which are just terribly sad, and you, of course, always just want to send love and strength and prayers and all of that. But it also serves as a reminder that while you have them, to love on them yeah. when you can, because you don't know. And it is hard and it's tough, and that doesn't take away from that. But when they're gone, they're also gone. So anyway, sad times.
Yeah, spend that time. I was just when you said that, it got me thinking about mom's birthday. Because it was really easy, obviously. I don't want to say really easy, but it was the right thing to do. And honestly, it was kind of easy to make the decision to spend the time with her. But then you start seeing everybody on that doggone cruise and you're just kind of like, I wanted to be on the cruise. I want to do the cha-cha slide.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? But I know ultimately, obviously, the right thing to do was to spend that time with my mom, because it's time that I can't get back. 100%. I got pictures with my aunts and it was actually such a big deal to me. Like, let's take pictures. Yeah. My aunts are here. I haven't seen them in forever. All of my cousins, well, a lot of my cousins are here. Let's take pictures with them. Like, let's take as many and capture this moment 100%. As much as possible, because once they're gone, they're gone.
Yes. Okay. This is the last thing for real.
I won't
because
say nothing else.
In those moments, after Jay, I do recognize it's a bad thought, but it's a true thought of like, this could be the last picture that I have with this person. So we should absolutely, especially a person you haven't seen in years and don't know when you'll see them again, take the moment and take the picture.
Because we have no pictures from that last dinner with Jason. It's one of my biggest regrets. And we sat at that table and I said we should, because we were actually celebrating the book. Mm-hmm. At that time, it was the release. We hadn't made the New York Times bestsellers mm-hmm. list. It was, they had a show that they did. I can't remember what tour we were on. Jay and Tam, everybody went, and we were also celebrating the book was coming out. And we sat there and we were like, oh, we should take pictures. We did not take a picture easily. Easily. One of my biggest regrets.
Yeah.
That we did not, we had just saw Jay maybe 2 weeks before, mm-hmm. and we did not Take a picture.
Take the picture.
Take the picture.
Take the picture.
Don't let these folks, we always say this, don't let these folks gaslight you. Be in the moment. Get off your phone. Snap
take
that picture.
The picture.
Snap that picture.
And then go back to being in the moment. But take the picture.
And then go back to being in the doggone moment.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. Before we go to the next one, I want to tell you about Hungry Root. When it comes to grocery shopping and meal planning, I've got this problem where I don't have time or energy, okay? But that all changes thanks to Hungry Root. It's the easiest way to eat healthy. It's like having your own personal shopper and nutritionist, okay, together, all wrapped into one. They take care of the weekly grocery shopping, recommending healthy groceries and meals tailored to your taste, nutrition preferences, and health goals. Because if it's not one problem of, like, I don't have time, then you have time and then you go and you're like, yeah, but I don't know what to buy. And then you figure out what you want to buy, but then the other problem is, but it's not healthy. And so then you do it and then you come home and now because you've been out at the grocery store doing all the things, you come home and now you don't even have time to cook it. You don't have no energy, okay? Mm-hmm. And this is where Healthy Root comes in and can help eliminate some of those items we just went through on that to-do. They take care of that stuff, and so it makes it easier for you. Hungry Root also has healthy groceries like smoothies, kid snacks, sweets, ready-to-eat meals, salad kits, and even supplements. There's no high fructose corn syrup, artificial sweeteners, or preservatives in any of Hungry Root's food. They only source top-quality meats and seafood free of hormones and antibiotics. Shopping, planning, and cooking food really can be simple and stress-free. Just tell them about your goals and preferences, and they fill your cart with personalized recommendations that get smarter as they learn about what you like or didn't love. And that's what I am a fan of, products and Hungry Root, in the sense that, you know, I told you I've been trying to work out, which has been a time. But one of the things that everybody also preaches is that working out is only half of the battle. The diet, the food, that part is also just as important. And so being able to have a place where I can, you know, it's helpful. It's not just me kind of figuring out, stumbling along as to what I should do and how I can eat healthy, but being able to have Hungry Root help me through and make recommendations and suggestions and say this worked or this didn't work is what is really helpful and always just a plus for me personally. So you're going to love Hungry Root as much as I do. Take advantage of this exclusive offer for a limited time. Get 40% off of your first box, plus get a free item in every box for life. Go to hungryroot.com/GJ and use code GJ. That's hungryroot.com/GJ, code GJ, to get 40% off of your first box and a free item of your choice for life. hungryroot.com/GJ, code GJ.
GJ.
Hi, this is Gabrielle. And
Gabrielle,
I would like to pop the trunk on Melissa, Mrs. Fredericks, aka Mrs. Kevin on stage, because post-college, I was not thinking about sister wives, but I'm sitting here doing work and I wanted something in the background, and so I put on Sister Wives.
Oh girl.
And even though I sat through all the commentaries with TBTB, I know nothing is about to happen. Mm-hmm. For some reason I'm still in it, and all I hear in my head is, you know, we in white people's business. And I don't know why I'm in white people's business, because I don't care, but at the same time I care. Mm-hmm. And I know this is an unfair story, but I just have to put it on the schedule on stage. And also, I want to hear your commentary and everybody else's commentary while I'm looking at this. Yes, you guys have moved on to other shows, but my ADHD brain cannot take that right now. So I had to put on an old show that I think I care about, but I'm still like in the business. And I don't even know why. So I got to pump the trunk on you for that. I love you guys. Love watching you and hearing you every week. Bye.
Oh, we love you too, Gabby. Assuming your family call you Gabby.
Gabby.
First of all, Sister Wives have gone completely downhill. I still watch, but I do I'll miss three episodes, to be honest, and then binge watch those three episodes. Like, I'm not committed to watching it every single week. That's number one. It needs to end. That's number two. There's literally everything at this point is voiceover work, or while they're sitting and doing their confessionals, because the families aren't together. Mm-hmm. And so there's nothing to film. There's no action. There's nothing happening. The show needs to end. It's a wrap. It's done. It's boring. I don't even understand why it's still in the air. It needs to be over and done with. So I'm so sorry. But I will say this. White people's business is fun because it costs us nothing. Mm-hmm. When we see black people acting a fool, we have to worry about going out and everybody. Now you think that that's a representation of all black people. And now I got to be worried about, you leave me alone, and I might watch this black people business too, but don't you watch it and then judge me based off what you see, because this is entertainment. I'm a real person. But folks don't know how to do all that. White people's business, it don't cost me a thing. It don't cost me a thing. And it is so interesting, the stuff that they be concerned about.
Yeah, but you know what? This is the other thing that, because I completely agree. Because, and I respect all the differences between all of the people, okay? We're all very different people. But white people's business is always so funny. I think even when it's not supposed to be funny.
Because it's no.
And I'd be like, do y'all think it's funny too? Or is it just us? Like, does our differences make it funnier than it actually is supposed to be? Because listen, okay? Listen. Y'all know I watch all the trials, okay? YSL was hilarious because Woody is not a real person. The people on that stand were insane, okay? That was a time. YSL was stupid. Karen Reed is stupider. The Karen Reed trial is hilarious. It's hysterical. It is insane on another level. And it's like, I don't know if it, like, is it funny to y'all too? Or are y'all mad? Because it's funny. It is funny.
The length, the seriousness of the things they be talking about, it don't be serious.
That's why I'm like, what?
But then their whole life be about it. And you'd like, what's the stupid Real Housewives version you got me in? The Salt Lake City.
Oh, man. Even the difference between
Atlanta
and Salt Lake City.
Because.
Funny in different ways.
Because the whole premise of Salt Lake City is you aren't my friend. That's the stakes in this show. You are not my friend. And
every episode.
A time. Then you throw in white collar crime.
I mean, literally, right? Literally. Like Atlanta, homeboy is. Portia's husband.
Is Apollo. He deported or not? Oh, Portia. Wait.
No, I met Phaedra.
Okay.
But Portia's husband as well.
Like.
It's a deportation situation with him.
Yes.
But Phaedra's husband. Actually, he had a white-collar crime, too, wouldn't it? Some fraud?
I was going, actually, he did have some white-collar crime. He did. But didn't he just get divorced?
I know. I think he got out, got married. I think him and the wife are not together no more.
I just read they might be getting divorced.
What a time.
It be different because.
It's the people.
And, yes, I agree. The people. Because the black people be like, we sitting at the table, we arguing, I'm throwing this drink on your face. I'm walking off. Or I'm going to get a good read. Courtney got me watching this show. Deal or No Deal.
Oh, you
Love Island.
Yes.
Oh, what is it? Deal or No Deal? Love Island? Deal or No Deal Island. There's no love. And there's no love. This black guy, his name is Philip, talking to the girl's name is CK. Okay? They going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. This is the read. And this is why black folk, we just do it better. Because the reads be so good that I have to stop and ask myself, how did you think of that?
Think of that.
So he's going back and forth, and he says to the girl, how did he say? I know. What do I need to play it? Okay, hold on. He said, basically, to find the link, Courtney, they was going, the little girl cheated. Her name's CK. She cheated, right?
Oh, this looked one at you the told thing. Me
yes.
about.
She cheated, looked at the little situation, and now it's her turn to play the game or whatever she was doing. Play the dealer. Yeah, the banker. She's playing the actual game. And she comes after the dude, right? And he says, okay, send me the link. He says something to the effect of, because I want to make sure y'all have context. First of all, don't come for me because you thought I was Michelle Obama and you was going to go low and I was going to go high. Girl, I will go so low that I will be underground. Underground to where Harriet Tubman will have to call you to tell you to run. Why
Why did you summons
Harriet, who's been minding her business in the grave?
That's why Sojourner Truth was on my mind, because I was watching the show.
Harriet ain't been bothering nobody.
Woman is gone. Okay, let me see.
Philip, you're being real quiet. Is it because David saved you today when you took out his best friend?
I did not. If someone made a deal that kept them here that night, that was not me. Don't play this game. Don't pretend like if you go low, I'm going to go higher just based on who I am as a person. Because I promise you, if you go low, I will go underground. So underground, Harriet Tubman will have to call you in the middle of the night to tell you to run. So I'm telling you right now, you don't want to start this.
Is that, that's a white man?
No, black man. And everybody, yes, okay, go back.
Hello, Philip, you're being real quiet. Is it because David saved you today when you took out his best friend?
I did not. If someone made a deal that kept them here that night, that was not me. Don't play this game. Don't pretend like if you go low, I'm going to go higher just based on who I am as a person. Because I promise you, if you go low, I will go underground. So underground, Harriet Tubman will have to call you in the middle of the night to tell you to run.
In the middle of the night? Why would you say that to someone?
And poverty said,
why would you say that to someone? Harriet Tubman would have to call you in the middle of the night
to tell you to run.
So
it'd be different. That's black people business. White people business is you went to bed and woke up the next morning with a black eye and you don't know who did it. Girl, what?
And now we're both lying to cover it
up. And now you're lying for a season and a half about it. That's stupid. I'm going to punch you in the other eye because you deserve it because you're being dumb. This man summoned Harriet and did it so flawlessly.
I know.
He pulled, be clear, Michelle Obama and Harriet Tubman in the same sentence.
Why did his brain go there? I wish I was better at that.
Oh my God, I wish I was.
I just resort to like FUB instead of like, let me get the most creative insult ever. Like, I want to be so good at it, but I just curse and it makes me so mad.
At least you curse. I don't even curse. I just be like,
no, see, I will curse. One of the things, one of my favorite things that people, Southern people in particular say, is like, if you're doing something, they will say, it's going to be some sad singing and flower bringing. And I'd be like, why would y'all? It's so good.
And I wish those sayings came off the top of my head more readily.
Who put that together?
It's so good.
Because what?
It's so good.
It's such a threat. Yeah, and you know what it means.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like immediately like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to go down.
Oh, I wish I was better at that.
It is so, the people, if you have the ability to read people and be that quick.
Oh, that's
where you're able. And it's also smarts, though. It's awareness because, first of all, it's you thought as a person, you're fully aware.
Yeah.
Okay, you understand. You think that as a person, I was going to go high. That's Michelle Obama. That's what he summoned. Then he said, absolutely, I'm not that person. Because the saying is, if you go low, I'm going to go to hell. But that's not what he decided.
I thought that was good. Like, oh, man, you go, I'm going to go hell. Like, y'all are so smart. Man said,
he's well lower. Read. He's well read. I'm not going to hell.
Lower.
I'm going to go underground because that's where Harriet Tubman was. And did she have phones back then? No, that's why there was an Underground Railroad. But what she is going
to
do?
Have to call you in the middle of the specification of middle of the night.
Hey, girl. Philip is coming.
So it's the urgency behind
you. You might want to run because he on his way.
Girl, what? Oh.
Yeah, poverty is on there.
What a time. I love that. When Phaedra sat on that couch and told that woman that the father of her kids,
Danny knows it by heart,
wanted some pizza.
But
what you will know. I said, oh my. The more she talked, it was just like you're sinking in your chair. Like, oh my God. I would never even think to like hurt somebody's feeling that bad.
Me
I'm just
either.
Like, you're stupid. B. They're like, you work at, like, I don't even want to insult the people who actually work at the place that you're about to say that they work, because what if one day I had to work there? Like, why would you be so mean?
I wish.
Now check that.
Now, I'm trying to find the whole thing, because nobody has it written out somewhere.
So good. So good. The Real Housewives of Atlanta reads are some of the best, because Kenya Moore also. also a woman.
Here she is.
I would never.
She's sitting around talking about my husband and the father of my children and spends her weekends pedaling through sperm.
Sperm banks!
And it's the use of pedaling.
Yes!
It's the use of pedaling. The pedaling through sperm banks, looking through catalogs, trying to find a donor. And the catalogs. That's specifically pedaling and looking through catologs. It's a visual. She's
a storyteller.
Yes. Honey, you don't know if your baby daddy will be an axe. And she said axe murderer or child molester. Hold on. What happened? An ad came up. Okay. Or a child molester. But what you will know is that he needed $10 for a medium. He couldn't even get the large. A medium-sized pizza. So he ejaculated in a cup so you could have a kid. Now check that. You know how in my post to my Patreon, I said the word nonchalant? The use of the word peddling, catalog, it's not a big word, but it's not a word you hear often. The only time I hear the word catalog is JCPenney. JCPenney catalog. That just goes together for me. Other than that, who's using the words catalog? Literally no one, except for this woman in this read. And then the use of $10 for a medium-sized pizza, it's conjuring an image. You know, she's painting a picture. She's leading you to the water. All you have to do is drink. Ejaculated in a cup. Now you're there. He has his pizza in his hand. He's pedaling. You were pedaling. He's in there. He's doing his little thing. And then here you come. Please, can I have a kid? Why would you pounce on my insecurity knowing I want a baby?
That's what I'm saying. That's so rude.
You literally know this is a sensitive subject to me, for me. Why would you do that?
So rude. So nasty.
So rude.
Wait, okay, this is the last one I'm saying. Because my other favorite one, this is rude. NeNe Leakes read her son for filth one time. Have you never seen?
No.
Oh, my. Because that man, her son, because
the oldest one,
he wouldn't clean up.
Which one is it?
She went so black mama on him. I'd be like, oh my God, I need to go clean up right now. Hold on. Oh, it's so good.
All right. Well, I wasted 10 minutes of your minutes. Uh-huh. She tells him, you don't even play with your brother. She like goes off, it was so like peak black mother. It was so good.
You can tell because she said, you know, when you're in the midst of like going off, but you're finding the words. Yes. So you kind of say the same thing over. You can tell because she's like, you walk in here and when you walk inside, you don't even
speak.
Yeah. Because she was trying to find.
Put it together.
I'm trying to find the words to come together. That's it.
You got clothes.
That's it.
That's one
thing I know. Here we go.
Do you realize how you sound? You can say my mama is tough on me all day long. Because, in fact, your mom has been overly lenient on your ass.
There it is.
You think about it. You have the audacity.
She's revving
to up. Sit here and tell me that I'm tough on you. And you don't went out and got your ass arrested. You got clothes laying in your floor. And I'm being tough on you.
That's it.
You never load the dishwasher.
There it is.
You cook food and leave stuff everywhere. You don't even take the trash to the street. You have a little brother who is 11 years old. You don't spend no time with him. You leave here and don't return. And I'm being tough on you. Yet and still, I pay the bill to be here. I buy all the food that you're cooking. I pay for the maid service. You understand? I make sure the lights are on and the doorbell can ring.
Hello?
I do that.
What is this background?
Me. And I'm being tough on you. You done lost your dad.
You can come and find me.
When you find your mind, you call me.
That's it.
So good, mom.
Because what happens in real time is you get mad.
Absolutely.
As you're talking.
Yes.
And he was giving you that blank stare.
Yes.
And now I'm thinking of everything. So you gonna sit here. You know what? Actually.
Wait, no, because she had been, he was revving her up the whole time. But then what happened is he said, I feel like you tough on me. And it was like,
oh, fireworks.
Malfunction system. Earth system. And it was like, I'm tough on you.
Hold on a second. Oh, we talking, you want, we talking tough?
Wait, because what? This is how you know it was peak mom and like upsetness, because this woman talked about the dishwasher not being loaded.
She sure did.
Down to the bathroom not being cleaned, to him not playing with his brother.
11-year-old brother
you don't even play with.
Uh-huh. You don't take the trash to the street.
You don't take the trash.
And and this is when it turned. And yet and still, I pay the bills
to make sure the doorbell can ring
and the lights are on.
And
the food that I just talked about that you cook and leave in the sink, I pay for those groceries.
I wouldn't even said the doorbell can ring. I just would have been like, so we can have a roof over our head. Like, I'm going stuff. No. She's like, the doorbell can ring. No,
your mom kicks in.
So good.
No, the mom kicks in, Mel. That, because I'd be Mary Marshall. That mom be kicking in. When if I be real, because I tough. We want to have a conversation about tough. Come here, so let me walk in your room. Since I'm so tough.
Oh, man.
What are these clothes? Did you wear them today? Oh, you didn't. Well, since I'm so tough, pick them up right now.
Amen.
Matter of fact, take all the clothes out of the closet. Let's wash them, because I don't believe you wash your clothes anyway. Smelling like must.
Oh, man.
How did we get here?
Listen, I do enjoy motherhood when I can be so, like, one extreme, like 0 to 100. When it's like one shirt is on the floor. Now, every shirt in this house that belongs to you, bring it out.
Every single one.
I don't even know why and what I want to do.
Because we're about
to
purge. That's why.
But now
take out all your shirts and you're going to stand here and try them on because that's too small. Do you know it's too small? Do you like wearing shirts that's too small? No, you don't. Throw it in trash then.
Yes. Absolutely. The dish is dirty. Take all the dishes out of all of the cabinets. Every single one. Yep. I'm so tough.
Oh, we want to talk about tough. Uh-huh. Don't use the dishwasher for a week.
Wait. It just be 0 to 100 and it's like, blah.
Don't hand wash all my dishes.
How did we get here?
Hand wash them.
What happened?
And you better not soak a pan, a pot of nothing. You hear me? Take out that scrubber and the pink soap.
So extreme.
From one extreme to the next.
The best part of being a mom.
Oh, because the boys be like, I don't understand. Matter of fact, where's your dad? Because he can come down here too.
Oh, man.
Because you up there making videos telling the folks you want to laugh. Ha, ha, ha. Laugh this kitchen clean.
Hell.
Exactly. Since everything's a joke.
Ha, ha, hell. Whatever. Is that from anyway?
Yeah, I don't know. Black. That's black colloquialism. Everybody's having fun. Everybody, y'all want to have a good time? Fun this house. Fun. How about that?
Oh, that's the
Grab
best.
The vacuum cleaner and laugh that to the bank. What is happening right now?
When you just add in stuff, McDonald's this house. What does that even mean? Girl, what? Playground them clothes. Girl. Play with them?
How do I actually playground the clothes?
What does that mean?
depress them dishes. Exactly. Since you want to animate these walls.
You're like, and you can't even ask because it's talking back. So it's like, I don't know what you mean though. I don't know what to do.
Oh, that's a good time. Man. Nothing makes sense, but I bet you better not ask a question to clarify nothing.
No.
You better sit here in confusion.
You can look it up on YouTube you look everything
figure it out
up.
Quick. Because if I said Riz, you would understand that now, wouldn't you?
It's like, bro, this doesn't even apply. You guys are just like weird.
Listen, I may not be able to cuss you out, but if that black mama kick in, it's all coming out. You hear me? That's when I'm quick on that. I will be quick on that. Hear me? Oh, it's coming. Everything is coming out. He'd be like, what? What happened?
And then you got to end with, you didn't lost your damn mind. Yeah. When you find your mind, you call me.
She said call and walked off.
What? We live together in the same house. Do I still live here? Do I have to move out or I'll see you tonight at dinner? Or no?
Isaiah had his friends over, which was so cute. All of them came over. They're all in college. They're all doing the little things, having a good time. I had to go pick up Joe because I just told y'all he was at the movies. When I came back, one of them parked in my spot.
Oh. Hey, now.
Isaiah Fredericks.
come out here because I don't want to embarrass you in front of your friends. Whose car is that? They need to move it now because the only person whose address come with the bills is my name. So I don't know why they thought it was okay for them to park in my parking spot. So when I just left, you knew I was coming back. So why did they even think that was appropriate? I'm not quite sure. But what I'm going to need you to do, tell them to move their vehicle and now.
Don't let it happen again.
And next time you'd let them know.
You be trying to give them a life lesson.
Hey.
Anytime you go to somebody's house, it is not appropriate for you to park in their spot. Okay? You should park on the street, guest.
Correct. Or at the very least, ask, hey, do you mind if I park right here, right behind
you? Can I block you in?
Can I park you?
Ask.
Yeah.
Because don't just park.
Because what the? Why are you? I just went to go pick up your brother and now they're in my parking space? Absolutely not. Absolutely. And I'm not parking on the street. No. I pay. What did she say? Yet and still, I pay the bills
here. Yet and still. I'll go so low. You have to call Harriet Tubman. She had to call you in the middle of the night.
Coming in my house, sucking up my AC, eating my food. Using my lights and my camera.
Slow singing, flower bringing.
And it's going to be some slow and some flower bringing. You hear me? Move this car.
I'm going to just be throwing all of them out there. They ain't going to be even applicable. I'm going to just be saying all the sayings. What? Call Harriet Tubman in the middle of the night.
Because I'm going to be that far underground. That's why. So you keep thinking I'm going to go high. Listen.
This is not even related.
With your bad built bleach blonde.
Come on, let's go. We didn't spend 30 minutes. We said we were leaving 30 minutes ago.
Talking about nothing. Well, who are we going off on? Literally no one.
No one. This is practice. Somebody get at me in the next 24 hours. I am ready to go. But after the 24-hour mark, I'm going to have to remember. I got to write everything down. But I'm prepped right now. Somebody say something rude. So I got you. You're going to get all the sayings.
Woo! All right. Thank you, guys. That's it. Beach blonde, bad built, butch body. Why she put all the... It's the alliteration
it's
for
the
me as well.
Alliteration on the bees. Why would she
It's
do
the
that?
Alliteration. She did that. Okay? It was very good.
What? That's so many bees.
It was so...
That's a tongue twister. I wouldn't see... And I... My brain. Nope.
No. Because I... With your bleach blonde...
She sells seashells at the seashore.
Body. With your bleach... First of all, your butch is the bleached of the body in the bond.
I would be so sad. Girl, like, why are we talking about people that are butch and butch bodies? That's so mean.
That's why I was like, oh my God, I can't believe she said that. Can we even say that? I feel like that she might get canceled.
But
in
so
the
funny.
Midst of a read.
It's because it's funny, so it goes.
Yeah, it's all fair in love and war, I guess. I don't know. I would have been way too in my head about it. All right, we're done.
Have a good one. support the ads. Tell them we sent you. They might not come back after this episode. They're going to be like, that show is chaotic.
What did we actually talk about today? Nothing.
Life.
A lot about music.
Rosa. I mean, not Rosa. Was it Rosa? Harriet Tubman.
Harriet Tubman.
Let's go. See? Let's go. Bye.
And T.I. did not sing that song. Ain't I a Woman? He didn't sing it.
You see how you didn't.
Y'all have a good one. Bye.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.